On Capitol Hill today, the question was, are more or fewer U.S. troops needed in Iraq? The top U.S. commander in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He had this answer when he was asked about U.S. troop withdrawals.
Under the current circumstances, I would not recommend troop withdrawals.
And he said this when he was asked whether more U.S. combat troops should be sent to help quell the violence.
No, I do not believe that more American troops right now is the solution to the problem.
Abizaid did say the status quo is not acceptable, and he said more U.S. troops might be needed temporarily to train Iraqi forces. We've been hearing a range of views on the program this week about the way forward in Iraq. Today, we'll hear from Rend al-Rahim. She's Iraq's former representative to the U.S. and now runs the nonpartisan Iraqi Foundation, which works for democracy and human rights in Iraq. She says the U.S. does need to send more troops and get much more serious about training and supplying Iraqi soldiers.
The Iraqi army, as it exists now, is completely incapable of keeping the country under control and maintaining the rule of law for many reasons. First of all, the number is very, very small. We only have 130,000 Iraqi troops. They are poorly trained, very poorly equipped, poorly armed. We need to at least double the size of the Iraqi army. We need to train better. We need to equip them. If we really are serious about handing over to the Iraqi army, we need to make sure that there is an Iraqi army capable of taking on that responsibility.
And to get there, would that mean necessarily more U.S. troops going to Iraq?
Indeed, I think that there should be temporarily an increase in U.S. troops. I know that there has been a call for more U.S. advisors and so on, and I agree with that, but I don't think that's enough. I think for a short period, there should be an increase in U.S. troops.
Any sense of how many that would be and for how long?
I am not a military person, and I can't tell you. All I can say is that clearly the number we have now is inadequate.
Do you think, when you look at the results of the U.S. elections last week, that there is any appetite in this country for what you're proposing, which is sending more troops?
Well, if we were to think about the situation rationally and not ideologically and not in any reactive manner, and not in a partisan manner, this is what I would say is the best option. And remember, we are talking about a temporary increase only because at the same time we are revamping the size and the capacity of the Iraqi troops. If we simply increase American troops and have no intention of building up Iraqi troops, there's no point.
Senator Carl Levin this week, the Democrat who will become chair of the Armed Services Committee, said, "We cannot save the Iraqis from themselves," as he was calling for a phased redeployment starting within 4 to 6 months. How do you interpret that statement?
I have enormous respect for Senator Levin. However, there was a great deal that was wrong with Iraq because of Saddam's legacy. And so we are not in control of everything. I must say also that that first year of the CPA, many, many very grave mistakes were made. And we're also living in a correction period. Now, the Iraqis are also responsible for shortcomings, for errors. All I say is that we need more time. And we need help. And in the end, it is in the interest of the United States to give us that time, to be a little more patient, to give us the help, because Iraq is at the center and at the heart of an extremely volatile region that is of vital strategic interest to the United States. And whether we like it or not, Iraq's interests and its stability is intimately tied to U.S. interests at this stage, and we have to be honest about that.
When you think about U.S. troop involvement in Iraq, and there are a lot of words floated around, benchmarks, timetables, conditions, what would you say would need to be shown on the Iraqi side for there to be troop withdrawals, a drawdown of U.S. forces there, and what conditions should the Iraqis have to meet?
I think for troop withdrawal, the benchmark, at least one benchmark, should be an increased capacity of Iraqi forces that we just talked about. Another important one is the progress along the review of the Constitution. I think that process should be well on its way, and that there should be a sense that the political groups are coming together. I also think that it will be important for the U.S. to have had many rounds of conversations with our neighbors before there are troop drawdowns, because we want to make sure that they are going to be supportive, that as the U.S. draws down the troops, they are not going to be either funding terrorist or insurgents organizations or meddling in Iraq's internal affairs in ways that undermine Iraq's ability to be a stable country.
And you would include Syria and Iran in that?
I certainly would include Syria and Iran. I'm not sure how fruitful discussions with Iran will be, but I think that such discussions should be held. I also think that the Iraqi ministries need to begin to show that they are competent. The population needs to see a government that delivers services, and we haven't had that yet.
You said earlier, we need more time. And I think there are a lot of people in this country who say it's been 3.5 years. Things seem to be getting worse, not better. We need to get out. We are part of the problem. How do you answer that?
You know, don't think in terms of things are getting worse. What we need to think about is, what are the consequences if we start drawing down U.S. forces before there is something to replace them? And my argument is that the downside is chaos in Iraq, complete fragmentation of the country, and a spillover into the region of this chaos.
What kind of spillover are you talking about?
The fundamentalists groups that are affiliated with Qaeda are not only enemies of the United States, they're also enemies of governments in the region like the Saudis, UAE, the Kuwaitis, and so on. And we've already seen how terrorist groups in Iraq can move across the border into neighboring countries, stable countries that are friendly to the U.S., and conduct terrorist activities. We will simply see far more of that.
Randall Rahim, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Randall Rahim is Iraq's former representative to the U.S. She's now executive director of the Iraq Foundation. Tomorrow, a military perspective from retired Marine Colonel Thomas Hammes. He says the U.S. should be prepared to keep some forces in Iraq for about 15 years.